Hello, Jordan.
What's up, Michael?
There is a chance that we need to pause the podcast mid-episode because my furnace is leaking. I go out of town tomorrow, and I have a HVAC guy on the way.
So you're saying there's a chance. Where are you going?
Florida.
Family?
Yep.
Let's go. You excited?
Oh, yeah.
You love Florida.
Great state.
I think the weather is great there right now.
Yeah. It's not zero Fahrenheit, so.
Dude, it's cold here. It's 25. It was 14 yesterday.
It's 25 in Dallas? Yeah. Nice.
See that? People on YouTube just saw that.
I have a right hook. Not even a right hook.
Wow.
I have a request. It's not a right hook. I have a loving request from our listeners.
Okay. I didn't know this was going to happen, by the way. So I'm not pre-endorsing this. I might post-endorse it.
But. I don't even care if you're endorsing it. It's endorsed. Our dearest Jordan here.
Oh, gosh. I know.
I don't endorse this. with external positive feedback. It just helps. It helps. And because Jordan runs the How to Become a Personal Trainer Instagram, which you should follow if you're not already, that's actually part of the ask.
And
YouTube shorts, but follow on Instagram, subscribe on YouTube at Personal Trainer Podcast, and then leave Jordan little comments, like the videos, like help him out, because then you're going to get more content there. If you want, you know, we're on a little bit of a cold streak, which happens. We all go through cold streaks, but if we want to see more content there. And by the way, I actually think you do amazing, not you, the audience, amazing at engaging. Truly, I do. Even just a little bit extra, I think, will help Jordan to want to post more. And then there'll be 3 times a week content there. Jordan, I really think you can do 3 times a week. I really do.
Mike texts me this morning. He goes, hold on, let me. he texts me. He says, bro, we've only had one post in the last 18 days. Not sure how we want to play it going forward, what we want to do. Do you have any thoughts?
Motivational interviewing.
Yeah, I got to get on my posting game. I apologize. But I've been bad with it. It's the truth.
That's
no
okay.
Excuses.
I've been bad with cardio.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Those are the days that I'm going to start posting now. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, right when I wake up.
I love
that.
You
know what I mean?
I love that. In that dreamlike state, just ready to go, just ready to rip a reel, Instagram, YouTube. I love that.
All right.
How's everything else?
Everything else is good, man. It's good. Got the fireplace on. It's cold, but it's cozy. Blessed to have a house, a roof over our heads. Got some hot tea. Doing my mobility training, you know? Mm. Mm-hmm. It's all good. Got the 45-degree hyperextension. Man, I've been stretching my QL on that thing, and it's been amazing. Absolutely amazing.
A lateral side bend hold?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Cool.
And I do this thing because the cable machine is like a little bit in front of it. So I take the cable with, and I like, as I laterally bend, I take my top arm and I let it stretch my lat as well. So it's just like a big stretch. Oh, man, just feels so good. My back has never felt better in my whole life.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. Movement. Spinal segmentation. It's the play.
Do you move each individual vertebrae one by one?
One by one.
Just control each one?
Yeah. Just mind control. I can move each individual vertebrae. Just... What about you? How's your spine?
Spine's seen better days, I'd say. My spine's a 6 out of 10 right now.
Oh, man. Using that iron neck?
I haven't been using the iron neck as much. I've been doing neck training on my push days, which feels really good.
How's your training overall?
It's good. Getting stronger, enjoying workouts, need to ramp up the cardio. I'm going to ramp up the cardio along with your posting. That's what's going to happen here.
Wow.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, right when I wake up.
Really?
No, but on my non-training days, 45 zone two.
45 minutes?
Yeah.
Are you doing that already or no?
If I was doing that already, I would not say that my cardio is struggling. I would say that I'm dialed.
What do you do or what are you going to do? Are you going to like watch TV show? I know we spoke about this last episode. Are you going to watch something while you do it?
No, I'm definitely not going to watch something. Incline treadmill walk. I'll listen to something. I talk a lot about consuming on the phone. When I, the other day, was trying to watch an episode of something during cardio, I realized one reason I don't like doing that. And it's because inherently, I feel worse with my vision fixated on something close to me for too long, for too high a percentage of the day. And so if I'm in the gym walking on the treadmill, I'm looking out into the distance, I'm seeing 10, 20, you know, 40 feet away. Even if there's a mirror in front of me, then I'm seeing everything behind me. I'm not fixated on a single point like 18 inches from my face, like we all already do too much. And so it's not even that I don't like, there's like a three-year-old child by himself in a snowsuit, like on the edge of the street, like rolling around. So I'm just going to keep my eye on this little bugger and make sure everything's okay. I don't see any adults. He's very small. He's playing though. I'm going to keep my eye on him. Zone two, zone five, keep the lifts going. Yeah, that's the plan.
Dude, you like Marcus Aurelius?
I like Marcus Aurelius more than the average person and less than the average Ryan Holiday fan.
Interesting. Why less than the average Ryan Holiday fan?
Oh, there's an adult. Good. We're good.
Is it the right adult? Is it like a trafficker?
No, it's like a nice looking, you know.
That's how the traffickers look.
It's a nice looking female in her 30s who's like bent over like, oh, okay. She picked him up by, she's holding his hand.
Is he screaming?
No, he's very content. Okay. Very happy. All right. You're on danger mode. You're full paranoid always.
I don't want you getting an Amber alert in a second.
No. They're together. What was the question? Is it about Marcus Aurelius?
Yeah. Why less than the average Ryan Holiday fan?
Well, they just love him. They love stoicism. They love his, and it's great. I was more just saying, yeah, I like him, but I don't love him.
Yeah.
You know, I like a little emotionality to life.
Mm, it's not like completely stoic. You don't want to be like completely emotionless. Wow. Is your phone on? You get a phone call right now?
It is because.
Oh, it's furnace. That chance.
Hello.
Let's keep this on the pod.
Hey, is this Mike?
Yes, it is.
Hey, it's Justin. How's it going?
I'm doing well, man. How are you?
Doing good. Hey, it's calling. I am just finished up at another house. GPS says I'm about 7 minutes away from your house. Is it okay if I head over?
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Yeah, for sure. We'll see you shortly.
All right, man. See you soon. Thank you.
Yep. Bye.
David, let's bleep out the city I live in.
We don't have to keep the whole thing, just like the beginning. It's funny.
I don't care. I'll keep whatever is good entertainment there. All right, we have 7 minutes, and then we're going to need a 15-minute break.
15?
I'd assume he'll be fast.
Okay. Anyway, I I've been watching this thing on the Roman Empire while I do cardio. Yes. Mm-hmm. And I'm watching I didn't realize that there were two seasons prior to the season I started. So I started on the last season, and now I'm going back. And it doesn't ruin anything because it's just examining different emperors throughout the Roman Empire and like how it worked. But the first season is looking at Marcus Aurelius, and you know Marcus Aurelius is spoken about his meditations, his writings. All I've heard about him are how smart he is and how incredible he is, and it still is very clear in this documentary series how incredible he was, but it seems he had a major, major oversight that I never knew about and did something completely based on emotion that might have been the least stoic thing that I could have ever imagined him doing. Do you know what it is or no?
I don't think I do, no.
So prior to Marcus Aurelius, Roman emperors were not chosen based on bloodline. They were chosen based on their ability to lead the Roman Empire, what that the emperor thought. Marcus Aurelius was the first emperor to choose his son as the subsequent emperor, despite his son being a complete and utter degenerate. Commodus was just, he was, his ego was through the roof. He had what?
So Gladiator is false?
No, I'm pretty sure. Remember in Gladiator,
he didn't choose Commodus. He chose Maximus to be his successor, and then
he was killed, right?
Yep.
Yeah, but Commodus thought that he was still going to be emperor. So I haven't finished the series yet. But
I don't know how much Gladiator is based on actual history either.
The way they're framing it, at least in the initially, is that Marcus Aurelius is absolutely choosing his son Commodus to be the successor to the throne, to the empire. Which is, and all of the historians are saying like this was remarkably ignorant and stupid, and like should not. It was one of the biggest mistakes he could make because his Commodus had been primed and he, I don't even know if I'm using that word right. He was like. He was the most privileged young kid, and like he was just taking part in all this debauchery and stupid stuff. And this guy, Marcus, who I've loved his writings, loved his work, he's spoken about as the ultimate Stoic, and makes a huge error in judgment, which there are so many messages you can take from this. Like just because someone is very smart doesn't mean they don't make mistakes. And just because someone makes mistakes doesn't mean you can't take their advice in other ways of life. I think that me looking at Marcus Aurelius' meditations and writings has helped me a lot in my life. But I did think that it really humanized him for me. I think that's really what it boils down to. It humanized Marcus Aurelius for me in a way that I've never, obviously I knew he was a human, but I've only ever heard the most amazing things about him and how incredible he was and his writings. And you get to learn like, oh shit, he did stupid stuff too. It's a wonderful documentary series so far.
That's a great takeaway. I like the lens through which you looked at that.
Yeah.
In Gladiator, I love how I'm basing my, you're watching a documentary and I'm like, hang on, but in this Ridley Scott film,
favorite movie or your second favorite movie.
It's a top five for sure. But his dying wish is, give the power to Maximus temporarily because Maximus is the epitome of a good man and will do the right thing. And his instructions to Maximus are to get rid of the whole structure of Caesar and to instead put the power back in the hands of the people via the Republic.
I haven't gotten there yet. So he hasn't died yet in the documentary series. So I don't know if that changes, but at least this part early on, he's very much decided that Commodus will be taking over.
Interesting. We'll keep us updated as you keep knocking them out. Is Gladiator based on history? Gladiator takes place in AD 180 and is loosely based on historical figures. Doesn't really answer it. But while the movie is accurate in some areas, it takes poetic license and I don't know. Oh, here we go. 7 ways Gladiator was historically accurate. This might be terrible content. We can cut this if needed.
No. Everyone loves the movie Gladiator. If you haven't seen Gladiator, you're in for the best movie experience ever. It's tremendous. You should watch it.
Yeah, it's one of, it flies in the face of a lot of what we value in culture today, right? Like, do you remember when Commodus is like talking to his dad and he's like, but I have... characteristics too that he sees as good, and one of them was ambition. But like Mac, it's Gladiator is an unbelievable movie.
Yeah, it's tremendous. It's one of the greatest movies of all time.
All right, let's pause, and then we'll dive into questions when we come back.
Cool.
We're back. We have until my HVAC guys get back here to knock this out.
When do they get back?
Well, they got to go to the store and get some new pipes and then come back. And we have until then.
They've got the real Minnesota accent, you know? They do. All right. All right, buddy. See you soon.
I love it, man. That combined with the nostalgia I've had for hockey over the last 10 days is really just like, I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
No one in your family really has that Minnesota accent.
One of my sisters does.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How did she get it?
I don't know.
Interesting.
I had it more before I moved to New York, probably.
Oh, really? Interesting.
I love when like dudes like us who are probably 2.5 out of 10 on handiness interact with guys who are like 9 out of 10 on handiness. It's very like if I'm ever getting my car looked at, I'm very much like, oh yeah, it's the
carburetor.
The carburetor. Yes, exactly.
Oh exactly. Yeah. Oh geez.
And there, I'm like, because you know, I spent 2 hours yesterday. I'm Googling like what happened. Like there's a pool of water. What's happening? I'm like, yeah, I opened it up. There was no water damage in there. Like, you know, I didn't see any of the pipes cracked, but I checked back here. It's leaking from there. Like, you're just like, all right.
Yeah. Did you ever? That just brought me back to Dane Cook. Do you ever listen to Dane Cook, the comedian growing up?
I have a little bit.
He had this whole skit about that was just absolutely fucking hilarious, about being like, you go to a mechanic and like, you just know they're fucking you big time, where yeah, it's yeah. Like, they're, oh yeah, you like, you bring it in for like your stamp or whatever it is, like your inspection. And they're like, oh, well, you know, you got like a tiny little unicorn in there. It's like busting holes in the exhaust. Really? Oh, there's a unicorn. Oh yeah. You've got to charge me for that. Yeah. It's just like, it's just no matter what they say, you're like, all right, yeah, might as well fix it. Yeah. Just keep fucking me big time. Thank you for just continuing to raise the price on that.
Classic.
Anytime I speak with anyone, like I mean, yeah, for sure. Sounds good. All right. I'll be in the office. Thank you. you need any water? Can I get you something? Cause like, I don't know what you're doing.
This actually made sense. It's very cold out. The concrete floor is cold and the pipes coming out of the tubing coming out of the furnace is very narrow. And so one of the tubes cracked, but it was run under the furnace. So I couldn't get it out. And so I couldn't see that it was cracked there, but that was a suspicion.
So they're not trying to fuck you big time.
I hope not. They're putting new pipe in. Yeah.
Wait until they come back with. Yeah. Well, this one costs an arm and a leg, you know?
Yeah. So. They had good reviews.
This ain't your standard hockey tape. You know what I mean? It's not the same.
Hey, no more. You're not getting any more laughs with your Minnesota accent. It went from funny to like slightly condescending there.
Oh, stop it. Slightly condescending.
Jordan,
you're like the people who get offended whenever I do any accent online. Like,
maybe I am. Maybe I am. Except the people who got offended about the accents online were not people.
About other people. Yeah.
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 They were offended about other accents.
It's so funny. That was a racist one. Oh, really? That one was racist, but none of the
other. Yeah. Yeah. In the spirit of last week's discussion around full day of eating videos and the benefit people get from watching them, let's go back and forth and talk about food choices we like.
Okay.
Like foods we like, foods you should eat.
Foods we should eat.
Or even both, any of the above, combinations, meals, snacks, random thoughts.
Oh, you start.
Jordan, what have you been eating recently?
Not good.
Okay, say that, because sometimes we all go through those periods.
I've been eating like I'm doing a dirty bulk, but without lifting. So Mike's face, Jim.
I've had some dirty bulk days, but I am lifting.
Yeah, I lift like 2 times a week right now, but I'm doing like intense mobility like 4 to 5 times a week. So
what have you been eating though? What kind of foods on your dirty bulk?
So many carbs. I've just been eating a lot of carbs. It's been great. Like a lot of carbs, minimal protein. So it's not even like a good bulk. It's not even like a good dirty bulk. Just mainly carbs. So
give me food examples, please.
bagels. Today I had two bagels so far.
And that's it. Like, that's all you've eaten so far?
No. I had two bagels. I had a banana and some peanut butter. And that's all I've had to eat today so far. But it's 8:50. No, 8:50. Jeez, 2:53.
What do you put on the bagels? Anything?
No, I had them plain. My wife was like, do you want me to toast those? I was like, no, I'll just...
You just ate them. Out of the fridge, or do you keep them room temp?
Room temp. They're room temp.
What kind of bagel?
Dave's. I think they're Dave's or David. They're like higher protein, higher fiber. They had the multigrain one and then also the blueberry one. Blueberry one's super good.
11 protein for 260 calorie bagel. So pretty normal amount of protein.
Yeah.
Cool. Hey, I love that. Sometimes.
Yeah. I'm just changing it up a little bit, trying to shock the system. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I like it.
I've just been chilling.
I have also not been eating incredible, but I would never start my day with two bagels and no protein. It's just not something that I would do, but I have been falling off at night a handful of times recently.
Today was the first day in literally months that I haven't started it off with the fiber bomb that I've been having, like the Bran Buds, Greek yogurt, and all that stuff. Today was the first day. So it's a little bit of an outlier, but how have you been falling off at night?
These stupid little 100 calorie chocolate chewy bars. It's like a granola bar with chocolate chips on it.
Chewy. Those are like the bars we had when we were kids.
But a different variation of it. I don't know. I didn't buy them. But
how many have you been having?
Too many.
Like over five?
No, never. I don't think I've ever had over five, but five.
Okay.
Two to five.
Two to five?
Yeah.
Are you going over your calories or?
I got to give myself some macros. That's what I need here.
Oh, wow. You don't even track. Dude, have you tried Mike's macros?
Yeah, I have. It's amazing. It's the best, actually. The UI is incredible. The aesthetics are amazing.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I should track. I haven't tracked for maybe since Thanksgiving, maybe a handful of days here and there, but I need a concrete goal. But with health goals, it's like, well, why track? If I'm not trying to necessarily lose fat or build muscle, I find it hard without aesthetic or body comp goals to track.
Dude, you're preaching.
When you're in maintenance, there's just less motivation or reason to, unless you struggle to stay in maintenance. But for every night where I'm going over and having the chewy bars, the next day I'm like, all right, not going to be a degenerate today. Like, keep it dialed. Last night was good. I had a Quest bar before bed. This is what we're doing for today's podcast. We're having like what we've been eating. My wife made this amazing, like, I don't even know what you would call it, but it's ground turkey, seasoned ground turkey, and then zucchini and sweet potatoes.
That sounds amazing.
In this big dish that's baked and then shave a little bit of Parmesan cheese on top. It's very good with solid macros and micros.
Man.
There's a power dinner.
Sounds great.
You've been tracking your food?
Have I been tracking my food? Absolutely not, dude. No. It's you were talking about how when you don't really have aesthetic goals, then it's just whatever. And I'm so in that where like I enjoy it because, you know, when I do something, I get really into it. I'm either going to be like super into it or like not at all. And so if I was doing aesthetic based goals, I would just be, all right, got to track all my macros. I got to be. But then I'd become super fixated on my physique. And I would just be like all the time looking in the mirror and like pinching my lower belly fat. And I'd be like, just like all the time, that'd be all I care about.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate that. Like, it's just like, even just talking about it, I'm like, ugh, like that's literally all you care about. Like vanity to the extreme. It's like, it's not good for you mentally, emotionally, spiritually, all of that.
Yep.
And so there obviously is a middle ground there, but for me, not having aesthetic goals, well, it does mean that I will carry around a little bit more body fat because I do become a little bit more of a degenerate, just like just eat nonsense on a more frequent basis, it's also like, yeah, that's worth it. Like, because I don't want to go the other way.
Interesting. I think about, I actually agree with you up until the very end. I don't like that feeling of, and I would say that I am less obsessed in that way than you, where I can track and be like, but there's still an element of it for sure. When I focus on health, my mindset shifts away from like tracking and hitting specific numbers and more towards food choices. Because if you're not eating degen foods, it's very hard to like, you know, no one got fat from eating too many apples.
Yeah, exactly.
And so there's, when the focus becomes more on health, the focus also becomes more on food quality rather than calories, protein, macros, even fiber. Like, yeah. Give me some more foods you've been eating.
My fiber's been up. Like I've been going super carb heavy. But let's see, what other foods have I been eating?
Out of just enjoyment, you enjoy them the most?
Yeah, carbs are by far my favorite.
Do you think it's for mental acuity and like brain glycogen to be getting you through the day? Do you think it is just purely taste? This is the type of food that would taste best to me right now, so I want to eat it.
It makes me feel the best too. In terms of protein, sits heavy in my stomach, and I know you hate when I say this, but it's true. Like when I have a lot of protein, like it sits heavy, which also is, by the way, like why it will fill me up more, and like it does has benefits from the perspective of fat loss, but like it sits heavy. Like it doesn't feel comfortable for me to have a bunch of protein.
And no, not a bunch, but just a sufficient dose to stimulate MPS. Like you're telling me like 3 ounces of salmon, cooked ounces has you like feeling heavy in the gut from the salmon?
No. But in general, protein, it's heavier for me. And carbs, like I can eat a larger amount and just feel great. I'm a carb guy, dude. Carbs make me feel super good.
I still don't quite understand. So it sounds like digestively they make you feel super good. But
yes. Yeah.
But your fiber bomb is actually like a protein bomb as well.
Yeah. Of course. Yeah.
The Greek yogurt.
Yeah. I get over 25 grams of protein in it when I'm doing that. And again, today was the first day that I haven't done that. It's not like I still hit my protein every day, but carbs make me feel better than protein. Like I prefer how I feel from carbs and protein. I still get my protein in, but I still enjoy carbs better.
How do they make you feel?
They make me feel like light and energetic. They make me feel like I can move well, and they make me feel like I don't like there's nothing holding me back. I just like their carbs are just this spiritual monster that just really invigorate me, and they make me feel light on my feet.
I'm going to disavow this. If anything nutritionally is a spiritual monster, it has to be fasting.
No, carbs.
So, gluttony is a spiritual monster? What?
I'm not saying that I have to overeat them. I'm just saying carbs really fulfill me.
Yeah, I feel like in what episode are we on? 158? What you're doing right now is something I've done probably most of the episodes where I'm clowning around. I'm like, never go full science, like just being an idiot. I feel like this is the first time that you've ever done it. And I'm genuinely like,
you're taken like, aback.
Yeah. Well, I'm just confused. I'm lost. You're like, carbs are spiritual and they fulfill me, my soul. Like, what? You're just clowning around. You're a little loopy. I like it though. I like it. Give me some more foods you've been eating. Any candies?
No, I'm not a candy guy. I don't.
What's your alcohol intake been like?
Nothing. I haven't been drinking at all. Zero. I've wanted to the past 2 or 3 nights, and I've done like, well, like just give it 15, because I've been doing the inner circle substitutions. I'm like, oh, it'd be really nice to have some whiskey. And while I'm just sitting down doing this, I'm like, oh, just like do like 5 more exercises, and then if you want it, you can have it. And then by that time, I'm like, I just don't want it anymore. So I've almost drank the past few nights, but I haven't really drank even on Shabbat, every Friday night, like you're supposed to, you have like a glass of wine, but I've just had like one sip just to bring in Shabbat, and then that's it. So that's it. Yeah, I'm not drinking.
Nice, man. Nice.
Alcohol really dries my skin out. Like it really fucks with my skin. What?
First, these idiots don't know anything about car engines. They're talking about carburetors. And then alcohol really dries my skin out. So I haven't been drinking much alcohol. Like,
No. It does. It actually, like, my skin gets so dry and flaky when I drink. And when I don't drink, it's much better. So,
hey, yeah. If that's the motivator that we're, yeah, absolutely.
What other foods? We've been ordering a lot. Like, we've just been ordering, you know, because it's been cold and we've just been at home, so we just order, and like my wife got Chick-fil-A, loves Chick-fil-A. We a lot of Chick-fil-A and Chipotle.
You've been eating Chipotle?
Dude, I've been eating Chipotle because just to make it easier, because my wife's been ordering it, so like, yeah, whatever, I'll have it too.
You were staunchly anti-Chipotle for many years when I had a brand deal with them. Actually, I was promoting them heavy. They didn't know about it, but I was promoting them. But what changed?
My wife wanted it. And so I was like, all right, it's just, we'll order from the same place. And then I tolerate it. I still don't really enjoy it. And it still fucks with my stomach.
It does. You still digest it poorly.
I still have some. Yeah. It's a poor digestion. Do it that way you will. Yeah. I don't like it. The taste is good, but only going down. And on the way out, it's terrible.
What are you ordering? You might be ordering the wrong thing.
No. Okay. I go in, I get a salad bowl. All right.
Well, that's your first problem. You claim to be a carb guy, but you don't get their delicious white rice.
I get the rice on top of the salad. I just get some extra greens in there.
Okay.
So I get white rice in the salad, and then I get the veggies. I get black beans, fajita veggies. Their fajita veggies are great. Black beans.
Interesting. Do they have the onions and green peppers, or do they have the red and orange peppers?
Onions and green.
Okay.
And then I get double chicken. And then I think it's the salsa that screws me up, to be honest. I get the mild salsa. I get a lot of it. And I really think that's like something's up with their salsa. I don't know.
Try no salsa.
Yeah, I should try no salsa and then just use salsa at home or something. But yeah, that's what I get.
Man. Jordan came out guns blazing about being anti-protein and the biggest carb guy ever, and then double chicken at Chipotle. So deep down in your soul, you still know what's what?
Dude, I still know what's what. I'm not going to just abandon the protein. I know what's what, but carbs are really what makes me feel the best. When I eat carbs, it's the greatest. There's nothing that can stop me when I'm super high carb. There's nothing.
Hey, I'm with you. I love high carb for training. I just like sufficient protein plus high carb.
Yeah.
And then when you get to individual, then, you know, specific food choice matters more in terms of what you digest well, what leaves you feeling good, what, you know, I think two bagels would probably make me sleepy. Like over 100 grams of carbs in a sitting, relatively fast digesting. Maybe not, but that's on the brink of like, you know, need to lay down for me.
Dude, you saw how I came into the mentorship Q&A today with all that fire. I fucking crushed that Q&A today. That was the two bagels talking. Two bagels, man. That's what did that. Everyone in the Q&A was like, all right, that was a fire Q&A. It was, you know, that was bagels.
It was a good Q&A.
Q&A by bagels.
Okay. What else you been eating?
Any
fruit?
Oh, yeah, dude. Fruit every day. Apples, bananas. You've seen me eat bananas on numerous occasions recently. Mainly apples and bananas, occasionally oranges. It's not that time of year. We still get watermelon. My daughter loves watermelon, so I have that almost every day. You know what I have a lot of? I can't believe I forgot this. Blueberries and blackberries. I have every day in large quantities. And yeah, dude, big carbs. I'm big and a lot of salmon. We have salmon 3 to 5 times a week.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, big salmon family. And rotisserie chicken. I know you don't like that. I ate a whole rotisserie chicken a couple nights ago. I had the whole rotisserie chicken, and the whole time I was thinking, how does Mike not like this? Like, this is absolutely amazing.
I understand when you said protein really sits in you. Now I understand why you feel that way. You weren't talking about one scoop, 25 grams of protein in the morning in like 5 ounces of cold water, like really sits in you. You're like, I ate a whole bird. Like, yeah. Yes. That would weigh me down too, bro. Like, of course. You ever hear of meat sweats?
I ate a whole bird.
Yeah, man. There's really something not only from like a digestion and, or not only from like a body comp and like maximizing. There's something to spacing your meals out in a way that works well for you that I think is a lost art in the last 10 years of the hype of intermittent fasting, one meal a day, like all of these kind of carnivore influencers fast during the day and then eat like 35 ounces of steak at night. It just, I don't know. For me, I feel a lot better with more even splits of calories throughout meals across the day rather than eating a lot in one meal, particularly dinner.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. I feel you.
There's a lesson in here. Consistency over perfection. All right? Not every piece of content's going to be amazing. Get it out there. We're uploading weekly. Doesn't matter if we had to stop three times.
Yeah, this is a real clunker, but hopefully you enjoyed it. Hopefully you got some laughs out of it. I was one of the hardest times I've laughed in a while when Mike was like, oh, you're eating a whole bird. So thank you. We appreciate you. Have a wonderful week. We'll be back next week with a better podcast, more informational. But that's it. Have a wonderful week. We'll talk to you soon.
Next week's pod might be the greatest pod of all time. Not to
hype it up too much.
Yeah, what's it called?
Over promise and under deliver.
Yeah. But yeah. It's going to be good.
Could be. I mean, it might be. It might not be, though. But it could be. So you don't want to miss it. That's for sure.
Thank you for listening. We appreciate you. At Personal Trainer Podcast, Instagram, YouTube. Engage, because Jordan is really going to be on fire, and then you're going to get really consistent content Sunday, Monday, Tuesday mornings, right when Jordan wakes up. If you're ever thinking like, what time does Jordan wake up? I'd like to know, like, maybe you want to compete with him and see if you can wake up before him. You'll know when he wakes up, because Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, he'll be posting reels
from my bed.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'll do.
Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
See ya.